Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, onto the Roosters. Fucking what a roster. What a roster. Average age of their second row is 23. Average age of their front row is 27. Fuck, that is good balance. Average age of their hooker is 23. Average age of their lock is 24. Average age of their fullback, 29, but it's just named Tedesco. Average age of their wingers is 27. Average age of their centres is about 24. Average age of the halves is 24. I mean, what a fucking roster. Angus Crichton, Satili Tupanua.
I think Satili's going to have the season.
Fuck, he had some good games last year.
I was having a look at, I think, Matty, if you can have a look, Dave Fifita, off top of the dome, I think he scored 17 tries last year. Satili scored 12 with teenagers as halves. I was looking at Luke Keary's first two games the other day. So against Manly, who were awful at that stage, against the Tigers, enough. They scored 16 tries, 12 were down the right edge with Cleary on the field.
Far out.
The other two were under the stick. So right side, I reckon Joey Manu and Satili are in for big seasons.
And is Tupu on that right side as well?
No, he's left.
He's left.
So that right side winger, you would have to assume, will be one of Kev Naguama
or
Momorowski. Yep. I think it'll be Momorowski because they need a goal kicker.
The person that I am super, super keen to watch in the Rooster system is one Renouf Atoni. Yeah.
It's going to be a gun. He is going to be Sam Moa 2.0.
He is a fucking big boy, big athletic boy at the Dogs. Showed a lot of promise. They're playing him 13. I don't think he's a 13. I think he's a prop.
You know, it shit me the entire time at Canterbury. They played Adam Elliott in the second row instead of 13. They played this guy at 13 instead of in the front row. Yeah. They're both going to leave and do really well.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just never understood it. For the life of me, I'm like, do we not see the new game? Like, this guy is a beast. Like, and
you
could
tell he
player.
Wasn't comfortable in the
role. Yeah, he's not a ball player. He's a big, big athletic boy. I think he's going to be fantastic. I really think he's going to add a lot to their forward pack. Lindsay Collins, I can't wait for his return. I think that he will ease out Hargreaves. I think we'll probably see a Hargreaves retirement the next 24 months. And Lindsay Collins will take that spot. Not to say that Hargreaves is... He's playing fucking almost career-best footy, honestly.
Does he get to 300? He's at 260.
24 months. Fuck.
Two seasons, about 20 games, or something. 50. Yeah, it's going to be tough. He can only miss 10 of the next two.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically...
Still, though, to play the villain for 260 first
it's crazy.
Games.
The way he's bashed his body up but still kept that aggression up is incredible. I really think the Roosters are on here. I really think they're a premiership, like an absolute premiership threat. No doubt about it. I mean, look at their... They've got Nat Butcher, Egan Butcher, Fletcher Baker as well, all on the bench. Like, they can't even get a second row spot.
Egan will be a kangaroo one day.
Like Angus Crichton and Satili Tupanua, you could argue that's the best back row in the comp. Angus Crichton, Victor Radley, Satili.
Yep.
Like, fuck me. And then your front rowers are Hargreaves and Collins with Tokiaho coming off the bench. It is just a beast of a forward pack.
I think that if they I think for the next 2 or 3 years with this squad, every year they don't win a premiership is a failure for them to some extent.
Totally. They should be in a grand final.
Yeah.
This squad is outrageous. I mean, they've got four hookers. Sam Verrills, Connor Watson, Freddie Lussick, Ben Marshke. If Connor Watson can turn into the hooker that suits this game, he could be anything. And when we forget, Sam Verrills started the match to win the premiership for the Roosters.
Scored the first try.
They are just chockers. I mean, Victor Radley goes down. Oh, sorry, you got a placement with Connor Watson in the third. Like, it is just Tedesco at the back. He never has a bad game. Tupu, one of the best wingers we've seen. Suwali is still 18 years old. Think about that. This kid, I think he's going to have a crazy year. I think he's had a great year. You know, their centers, Suwali and Manu. Look at that. Just incredible. Incredible.
Mate, that's... yeah.
Billy Smith.
Kevin Nguama, you haven't got him in the side. Paul Momorowski. There's a lot of talent in this side. Fuck it. If they're in serious trouble and they have to play Adam Kieran, he killed it every time he played too.
Yeah. He came as a half and he's a gun center now. Billy Smith, he's a freak. He's just been injured.
Just needs to get a run, yeah. Well, so you've got Tupu left wing. Who's you need to find a left center and a right wing.
I'm putting Suwali in. Suwali's got a spot. He's the future.
Are you playing him at right wing? Put him outside Joey or do you play him at left center?
Depends,
a big day for his age.
Depending, but he went all right at it when he debuted. He went all right at it.
Yeah, 26 weeks though, 30 weeks when he played for the Roosters.
I think depends how he's training. I'd probably put him on the wing to begin with because you've got such depth on that left center. And then I'd probably either start Kevin Nangama or Paul Momorowski. But I mean, it could be Billy Smith. Billy Smith's had some crack. Like his five games have been high quality.
I think Momorowski will get a spot there because he's the best goal kicker in the squad.
Okay.
He will get in there somewhere.
He's a gun too. Morowski's a fucking gun.
I actually don't think they'll play Suwali round one, to be honest.
You don't reckon he'll make that round two on side?
Not round one. I think as the season goes on, he will, but yeah. I think they'll ease him into it.
I don't know. I watched him last year.
Talent-wise, he could be there. Yeah. I'm not arguing that. I just think they'll ease him in.
I watched him last year, and I just felt he really did handle the contact really well for a young fella. Like, he was 17. He didn't struggle for the contact at all. And I think when you've got generational talents like that, just get him in and get him playing footy. It's like, you know, he's got the same hype as, like, Inglis had, you know? Or maybe a little bit less because Inglis was absolutely dominating Queensland Cup.
I also think Suwali, if he was at another club, I'd be like, yeah, get him in, get him experience. Yeah. But, mate, he's gaining as much experience Monday to Friday at this club as he is probably playing like it's...
If he's physically ready and they believe he can the season and it's not going to batter him about, I put him in. I think he's just got so much upside. Like, he can be their Latrell. Like, we haven't seen it yet. Latrell's actually done it. But that game-breaking outside back that they pair with Manu... Ooh.
Tell what always, and I know people don't like talking about the Roosters, and that's fair, but whenever I see their training pictures...
Looks intense.
Oh, but like, you see Sam Walker, like, 18-year-old, then you look in the background and Cooper Cronk's standing there.
Yeah,
you see Suwali and Brett Morris are standing next to him. Egan Butcher and fucking Boyd Corden are standing next to him.
Crazy. Their whole system...
You see Teddy and Minicello standing next to him. Yeah. You're just going, fuck.
And the cheese is coming.
Like, you're
next
honestly
year.
Getting better Monday to Friday than you are. Like, just yeah, and then you got to throw Brandon Smith in. Jake Friend will be standing next to Brandon Smith next year.
Fuck. It's just There's a premiership in the next 2 or 3 years for these guys. Absolutely. Kiri's going to come back with a bang.
Yeah. And then in 3 years' time, all your front rowers will be standing next to Jared Rea Hargraves, who'll be there every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're a premiership threat, man. A real premiership threat. They managed to finish fifth.
With no one.
With fucking decimation.
Yeah. With journeymen and teenagers as halves.
Yeah. It's crazy times for the Roosters. Crazy times. Now, Tigers. Is this the last team? Yes. second row, average age 23, average experience 36. Props, their props, average age 25, average experience is 90. I like that. Hooker, average age is 23, average experience 36. Lock, average age is... Yeah, average age, Alex Twala is not a lock. I don't know why they have him down as a lock. He's a front rower.
That's how they play, unfortunately. Hopefully they don't. Hopefully they chuck Peach in there. Yeah. But
average age 27.5, average experience 134. Fullback, average age 22, wing, average age is 27, average experience 100. Center, average age 21. Wow, for that many centers, geez. Average age experience is 8. Halves, average age is about 25. Average experience is 73. What do you think about the Tigers?
What I will say, obviously, when you look at the centres, the average experience, 46, age 21, that's a bit of a rattling number. But, you know, Gildart's played a number of seasons over in England. I think they'll play Adam Dewey at centre. I don't think they should, but I think they will.
No, surely not.
But he was the best player in their team last year and he still played him at fucking centre.
Surely not. They can't.
Now they've actually got someone that can play six in Hastings. I think they will.
What about Hastings at 13?
I can tell you he doesn't want to play 13. He doesn't want to make 40 tackles. But then why have Peachy?
Yeah. No, I understand where you're
coming
from.
The way that I see it playing out, Adam Dewey's out for the first 6 to 8 weeks. If Matt, can you get the Tigers draw up? They play the Storm round two. Now, round one, after that, it's a pretty easy draw. Mm. I think Hastings will, in that easier run, cement himself as the six, and then I think they'll bring Dewey back, and I think he'll end up playing centre, right centre.
He goes Storm, Knights, Warriors, Titans, Sharks, Eels, Rabbitohs, Dragons.
Good start to the season, fuck. Other than
I think they can be 4-1 until you get to the Rabbitohs. Yeah, and that.
Yeah, I mean, you throw in the fact that he's not fit because of his injury. Yeah, I can see him coming back in the centres.
He was their best player.
Fuck.
By a country mile in the backs last year, and he moved him from six to centre.
I couldn't believe that. Like, I honestly couldn't believe
that.
And
they won that weekend. I would argue they didn't play fantastic, but it was a W.
Yep.
Stefano's the one for me, though.
He was so good. After he came out of that Origin camp, he just changed.
Someone asked me to say Origin Smokies and for New South Wales. I sort of said, look, Pappy, Radley, maybe. I reckon he's the other one.
Sure.
He 100%. Could make a debut.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. He was outstanding at the end of the year. Only 21 years old. Big body. Reminds me, I hate to make the comparison, but he reminds me a lot of Payne Haas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fantastic. I really do. Look, I don't mind that. Like, I think this squad can sneak into the eight. Like, if they do everything right and they all get behind it and Hastings is a player and Luke Brooks plays as well as he did a couple of years ago, I think they could sneak in. But I think they'll land around that 10th.
Can I throw another positional potential for you? You mentioned playing Hastings at 13, which I don't hate, but I want Peach there. It's blatantly obvious that Madge isn't happy with either of these hookers. He swapped and changed them all last year, then he went and signed Appy.
Yep.
If you're going to bring Dewey into 60, you potentially play Hastings at 9.
Does he want to get through that many tackles, though, Hastings? I don't think he does. I think Hastings wants to be the dominant player.
I know Hastings. Yeah, he wants to be the guy, but...
Do you play Hastings 7, Brooks at 6? I actually would... I would prefer moving Brooks to 6 to just say, run, bro. Like, just run. You're a good ball player, but you're such a good ball runner as well.
Yeah. I think that this Dewey injury will be a blessing in disguise for the first 6 weeks because I think it'll sort out a bit of shit and it'll give up an opportunity for Hastings to really stamp himself on this team, which I think he will.
Yeah. I think with the 9 role, he's got to pick someone and just... You know, Little was touted to be, you know, a huge next big, well, not next big thing, but, you know, a big deal.
He kind of was, though. Yeah. When he was young, he was. Like, he did get a heap of injuries, to be fair.
Yeah.
Jake Simpkin has got a lot of raps on him. I think he's solid without being, it doesn't matter. Appy's there next year.
Yeah, it's true. So, do you just go for the guy that has the experience because you want to get the wins? As in, like, you go for Little because he's played more games. It's more, you know... It's a safer bet at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. But once again, you've got this problem the day that Dewey returns.
Yeah.
He's your best player and you're playing him in the wrong position.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it just depends how good Hastings goes. It's a lot of pressure on Hastings because, like, Super League is, as we all know, it's one thing. And, and you know, there are some top-tier clubs that are solid in Super League, but I do believe that Hastings...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't think he's going to be shocked, but I think that...
At least with Hastings, though, he's been here before. And I know the game has changed. I understand that. But he has played in the NRL before.
Oh, for sure. Like, but, he played at Manly and the Roosters. You know, yep. I think it's a... if he does manage to turn this Tigers around, it'll be one of the great redemption stories we've ever seen. You know, coming into a Tigers... Like, don't get me wrong. Their off-season's been great. They've recruited really well. But let's not forget what happened last year. Like, it was
and I'm not saying terrible. I think Jackson Hastings makes them a top eight team. I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form. But I think they can improve with the guy. The other one I think is good is Jock Madden. He's another half. There's also another halfback there who isn't on our list. He's got a double barrel last name. He might be in their reserve grade one if you can have a look.
Yeah,
I can't even think of one of his.
I do believe Hastings is a great signing.
Docker Clay, is he on there? Yeah, sorry, go.
I was saying I do believe Hastings is a good signing. Absolutely, there's no denying that. I just think that he's got a huge task ahead of him.
Oh, for sure,
huge task. Far out. Brooks is 27. I thought he was younger than that.
Well, he came through with Ted and Moses.
Yeah, true. Hastings still only 26. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, there are a couple of young guys there. Jock Madden, he's handy. This Zach Docker Clay played reserve grade last year. I think he's still there. Radio silence from there worries me though.
I don't think he's in their top 30, but he's in the reserve squad.
That's a good call by me. Yeah. How do you think Gildart goes? Have you seen much of him?
With Super League players,
it's a red flag.
It's not a red flag. It's just like, until I see you in NRL, I have no.
I always get judgment. Worried about outside backs from England.
Yeah, I have no judgment, good or bad. Like I don't know. You may have gone great in Super League, but until you're in the NRL and I can see you playing in the NRL, that's when I can make a case for it.
It also doesn't change those numbers, but obviously Stafford Toa's joined since.
Yeah,
we published.
I think he helps a lot to that back line.
Definitely doesn't hinder it.
I think Sean Bloor is really underrated. I thought he really was finding his own for a period there before I think he got injured. I loved his battle with Nathan Brown. Was it either last year or the year before?
He was like a New South Wales under 20s captain and everything.
Oh,
coming
really?
Through. Yeah. He's a prop. Penrith were filthy to lose him.
He's a gun. So. I liked what he had to offer. Luciano Leilua. Going to be really interesting to see how he plays this year. I thought he was one of their better players last year, but after signing with the Cowboys and whispers that, you know, maybe an early release, fuck, Madge's got an uphill battle to get the best out of Leilua because, you know, it's just when you sign so far out, you just don't know whether the player, like I'm not saying Leilua isn't going to be committed, but when there's all this talk about releases and, you know what I mean, it just doesn't help the situation.
And they're a club with enough fires.
Absolutely.
The one that I really like is Luke Garner.
Yeah.
When I saw him a few years ago, I sort of thought, oh, he's very meat and potato. But the more I see him, the more I like him.
Yep. I don't think they'll make the finals. But I do believe that if I'm the Tigers, and I say I'm the board, and I'm speaking to Madge, I'm saying to Madge, we are preparing for next year when Apikorisau and Papali'i get here. So whatever you need to create systems and partnerships and whatever, let's do that.
Yeah.
That's what I would personally be doing. You know, I would be putting a lot of stock in Dane Laurie. I think he was absolutely fantastic last year. I would be picking players, you know, around the fact that Papali'i and Appy are going to be there. But they've had a good off-season.
I think they want to finish this season with a clear idea. 2023, our halfback will be, but our 5'8 will be.
I think they need to make a call on Brooks this year. And maybe it's all just smoke and all nonsense because Tim Sheen has come out and said, no, he's our half and, you know, stop carrying on. But I think that as a club, like, they just got to make a call on him. Like, and he's got to... Not even the club make a call on him. I think he needs to make
a decision. He's at a real crossroads.
I think he's got so much ability, man. And yes, you know, he won Player of the Year this year, and some people don't agree with that. But a few years ago, he won the Dally M
halfback
of the year. And yes, he was in a side that wasn't that great, but he
can play though.
He can fucking play. He's just the Tigers. Tell me anyone that's gone well since 2011 or something.
If we walk out of this studio and look at our phone and it says Luke Brooks going to Canterbury, like I'm so much more into Canterbury all of a sudden.
Absolutely. Him like with Burton?
Yeah. I think it'd be unreal. I think there's so many. If I walk out and Luke Brooks is at the Newcastle Knights, my stocks are a lot more higher for Newcastle as well. Totally I think agree. He's still got plenty more to offer.
I totally agree. I think he's got much more to offer. So. Look, I think the Tigers have done fantastic, their recruitment. Just a rung below the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
But for them to be able to get, after the turmoil they were going through, to get Appy and Papali'i, I think it's a great get. And Staffatoa.
Well, apologies to Matt too. Staffatoa is on there.
Okay.
Missed him. He's in the wingers. this little Bible you've come up with.
That is it. That is the last eight teams done and dusted. Make sure to follow the Guru at Rugby League Guru on Instagram, Rugby League Guru on Facebook. Subscribe to the Guru podcast on all good podcasting apps. Got anything to say?
No, I think I'm done.
You're done? I'll go and fuck myself.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.